My name is Lord Sir K, Mission of Bay Pay Zero, Agabi Kib, O Agabi Sasso. Rabbi Huda Aymer Harehu Kemo Shahoya. A spring that was flowing over the outer part of utensils, it didn't actually flow into the utensil, because in that case it would be Mayim Shuvim. Instead, it flowed over the outer part of the utensil, or flowed on top of a bench. A bench, even though it's a clay, but since it has no receptacles, the water that flows over the bench is not the same as if it flowed into a clay. So therefore, Rabbi Huda says, it has the same din as it did before. It flowed over the utensils or the bench. This spring has the din of any other spring, that it's metaher b'koshu, even a small amount of water is enough, and so too is metaher b'zochlin while it's flowing. And since it didn't flow actually into any kalim, it has the same din as any other spring. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds that a spring that flows over the outer part of kalim, or over a bet, has it been of a mikvah, not like a spring. It's no longer mitahir b'kosho, you need a certain amount of water, you need 40 saw of water. And it's also no longer mitahir b'zochon, it's not mitahir while it's flowing. It's only mitahir b'eshbor, when it's in one place. The reason being, the Meforshim explained, to Rabbi Yezi Hal, the Rabbanan were geyser, they made a gzera that maybe people will think that spring water that flows into a kli would be a kosher mikvah, which is not the case. In that case, the water would be mayim she'uvin. So therefore, the Rabbanan were geyser that even spring water that flows over the outer part of kalim or over a bench, even though it didn't actually flow into a kli, that water would no longer have the din of a ma'ayim. It would have the din of a mikvah. Now, even though if they want to actually make the gzera 100%, it would have to be geyser, that the water would not be matar at all. It wouldn't even have the din of a mikvah. Because since they're making a gzera, that they're afraid maybe people will think that a ma'ayim that flows into a kli would be kosher. And in that case, that water would be puzzled completely. It wouldn't even have a din of a mikvah. It would have the din of a mayim shuvim. But the Rabbanah didn't want to carry their gzera that far. So therefore, they didn't say the water is puzzled in this case, that it flowed over the outer part of kalim or over a bench. But they did say that it no longer had the din of a ma'ayim. Instead, it had the din of a mikvah. Uvovach l'yatzbo al-gabe hasafzo. As long as you don't immerse anything into the water when it's flowing on top of the bench, as this water has a din of a mikvah, it's kosher, but it has a din of a mikvah, not of a ma'ayan, as long as you don't immerse anything into the water while it's flowing over the bench. As according to Rabbi Yossi, while the water is flowing over a bench, it's tussle completely, doesn't even have the din of a mikvah. The reason being, the Meforshim explained, is that maybe somebody who immerses something into the water while it's flowing over the bench might think you can immerse things into water that's in a kli. That's not the case. Water inside a kli is not a kosher mikvah. So therefore, they said you can't immerse anything in the water that's flowing over the bench. Even though the water that's flowing over the bench is not the same as water that's flowing inside a kli, but this is a gzera, people might not know the difference, and therefore, you cannot immerse anything in the water while it's flowing over the bench. A spring that branches out like a centipede. It branches out in different directions, just like a centipede has legs sticking out in all directions. If somebody wants to add water into the spring, and he takes Mayim Shuvim and drawn water, and he pours it into the spring, causing the spring water to expand in all directions, the spring has the same din as it did before you poured the water in. The fact that you poured in Mayim Shuvim does not change the din of a spring. It still has the same din, that it's metaher bizochlin, it's metaher while it's flowing. As that is the din, when you add Mayim Shuvim into the spring, that doesn't change the din, as the spring is metaher, the Mayim Shuvim, causes the Mayim Shuvim to be tar and to be kosher to be used as a mikvah. As long as there's a little bit of spring water, even the smallest amount, you can add as much Mayim Shuvim as you choose. Harya oimet v'riba alav v'him shichu. But in the case where the spring did not branch out to different directions before you poured the Mayim Shuvim into the spring, and only by pouring the Mayim Shuvim into the spring did you cause it to branch out different directions. In such a case, shava l'mikva l'taher b'eshborin, u l'ma'ayan l'hatzvobo kosu. The ma'ayan, in the places where it branches out, does not have the din of a ma'ayan, as far as to be metaher b'zochlin, to be metaher while it's flowing. And since this ma'ayan did not branch out before you poured the Mayim Shuvim into it, the places where it branches out has the din of a mikvah, not of a ma'ayan, even though it's kosher to immerse things in there. Since the spring water would be metaher, the Mayim Shuvim, it would cause the Mayim Shuvim to be kosher. But since the spring did not branch out before you poured the Mayim Shuvim into it, the places where it branches out has the din of a mikvah, not of a ma'ayan, and therefore it's metaher only when it's standing still, not while it's full. But it does have the din of a ma'ayan, the matzubo koshu, meaning to say that even if there's only a small amount of water in the place that you immerse something into it, it would be mitire, the thing that you are immersing into it, as that is the din of a ma'ayan. It does not need a shear, it doesn't need a certain amount of water to be mitire. And in this case, even though it did not branch out before you poured the ma'ayan shuvim into it, even in the place where it now branches out, you could be matzful things in there, even though it's only a kosher, even though there's only a small amount of water. You do not need 40 sa.